I'm Tim Beharin, president of Creative Strategies and a longtime Apple analyst, filling in for Jefferson Graham, who is traveling. In early June, Apple will hold their Worldwide Developers Conference in San Jose, California, often called WWDC. This year's event will be one of Apple's most important developers conferences as they face a slowdown in worldwide sales of all smartphones and must now find ways to supplement their overall earnings and profits. This conference is for software developers, so we expect no hardware announcements in June. We expect the focus to be on giving developers more tools to help them create new and innovative apps for the Mac, the iPhone, the iPad, Apple Watch, and all of their services. As an analyst, here are the areas we will be looking for new information and direction at this year's WWDC. Apple recently announced their two new services, Apple News Plus and Apple TV Plus. We know Apple News Plus is $10, but Apple has said nothing yet about pricing for Apple TV Plus. Although Apple won't deliver Apple TV Plus until the fall, we will be looking for hints on its pricing and if perhaps the overall bundle of Apple Music, Apple News Plus, and Apple TV Plus is a possibility. Number two, Apple just settled their longtime patent dispute with Qualcomm. Now Apple has full access to Qualcomm's 5G modem chips and in theory could have 5G iPhone in 2019. However, Apple always adds their own technology to things like modems, and given that they are just now getting access to Qualcomm 5G technology, it is more likely that the first 5G iPhone will debut in 2020. But developers will need to start creating apps for 5G soon, so Apple could give them some new tools and great hints about how to develop for 5G iPhones behind the scenes at this year's WWDC. Media and analysts will be looking for any news that helps them understand Apple's 5G strategy. Apple is very bullish on augmented reality. We expect Apple to highlight their developments in AR at WWDC, and media and analysts will be looking at how Apple will make AR broadly accepted by a larger consumer audience. Apple has filed multiple patents around AR glasses, and some are hoping to get a sense of how soon Apple brings AR glasses to the masses. Apple Watch also most likely will get an update to their OS strategy, and we'll get more examples of how Apple Watch is being used, especially in healthcare. This will be an important developers conference for all of us to watch because we believe it will give us a greater understanding of Apple's direction for the near future. This has been Tim Beharin filling in today for Vacationing Jefferson Graham. You can find more about me on my website, creativestrategies.com. Thanks for listening.